B-Pod Studios.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Tony Hawk, pro skater. You had a playlist of five songs. Ugh. This isn't a bad song, it just hurts. It's no Tessie that played constantly on the
MLB. That was on
MLB.
The show?
No, MLB 2005.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We all had that video game, and it was Tessie, and it was over and over again, but that video game, for some reason, was really good. There were only about six or seven songs in that video game. Now I'm going to have to look it up. I mean, I've never, there was a band called Trust Company.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had one, they had well, one song on that
Call
MLB
Hardy.
2005.
Call Adam 12.
No, called Surfacing. And that was the song they played over and over
Trust
and over.
Company, oh, I know the song. It's not.
It's Surfacing.
I'm gonna take you on. That's Trapped.
No.
Headstrong, take
yeah,
on
that's
anyone.
Trapped. That's easy.
No, Headstrong is like, Let Me Fall. Is that the name of the song
yeah.
that they had?
We should call Adam 12 and just see how many of these songs he can name.
I think it was Let Me Fall was the name of that one.
There was this.
Just to see another side of me. Isn't that it? Is that Trust Company?
Da-da-na-na-na-na-na-na. I just remember the title.
Yeah, this is it.
This is Surfacing.
Oh.
It's called Surfacing. It's what I was telling you about. This was one of the songs over and over and over and over again.
That's not the hitter.
No, it's not the hit.
I'm surprised Trust Company isn't playing big venues.
Trust Company. You were just signing anyone who sounded like Linkin Park.
Yeah. Being an A&R person, it doesn't take a genius. yeah, that band sure sounds like that band. All right, so the Jets are playing the Patriots. As you know, it is a 20-something spread. The Bankroll Boys are saying stay away. If anything, you're going to take Dallas. But they're essentially saying stay away. Rich has bet a paltry $200 on
because I'm already
game.
In the whole 800. So
you're all in though, Fred.
I've given them $2,000 yes. plus. I got to give them a vig for placing all these bets. But they're spreading that around. And wait, real quick before I get to my point. But go ahead, John.
Hey, how's it going? So MLB Baseball 2004 or 5, whatever it was. That's the one with Manny on the cover. There's a song by The High Speed Scene. There's a song by Hot Hot Heat, You Owe Me an IOU. That was the other thing I remember about that game is that Kevin Millar was such a psychopath that he wouldn't join the Players Association. They made a character who was African-American. He had a blonde goatee. His name was Anthony Freese.
Well, listen, if you're Kevin Millar, how can you join the Players Union? I mean, you got to keep all that money for yourself.
Wasn't it for years on Madden, Belichick wouldn't sign over his
still,
right?
Still, okay. Still.
So do they show, because I haven't played Madden in years, do they show a picture of the coach of the Patriots?
No, they have some young guy with like a hat and a goatee and glasses. I mean, it doesn't look
is
like
he
him
the
at all.
Last of the holdouts, or is there anybody else who's not doing it either?
I don't know,
but he was in the picture at the coaches meeting this year, but there were like some other renegades that wouldn't get in the picture. Bill's softened up a little bit. He's not the cool badass that wouldn't get in the picture.
Sure.
He's like, all right, squares.
So is Jamal Adams still pissed?
All right. Hey, I'll get to all of this.
Okay, all right.
All right, so first of all, if you know how there's the meme of Sam Darnold pointing at the camera and he says, out indefinitely with mono.
It's the best.
Well, the best one I saw is that it was Mr. Belvedere and it said, out indefinitely for sitting on his balls, which was the best one that I saw. All right, so here's what's going on with the Jets. I can explain to you what's going on with the Jets. Okay, they've played two games.
Yes.
This Greg Williams has been defensive coordinator for two games, and Adam Gase has been head coach for two games. Greg Williams worked with Trumaine Johnson, who the last administration brought in last year for $70 million to play cornerback. He played about four snaps last week. So that's $70 million that's sitting on the bench. They've managed to infuriate their only good player, because they made a statement of pulling him. He missed one snap last year. And I think he's missed three in his career. He hasn't been on the field for three snaps in his career. And they pulled him off because he got two penalties in a row. So they pulled him off. And then Gase got up there and said, well, we were trying to calm him down. We thought he might do something. So, good. That's a good way to manage a locker room, stupid. And then he didn't like the way that the receivers played in the first game, so he brought in Demaryius Thomas to piss off Robbie Anderson because he didn't like the way they played. So his strategy was, let's wait until the season starts and start effing with everybody. So now you have your $70 million man who is practicing with, like, the third team. You have Jamal Adams, who is, like, the captain of the team, and you've completely screwed him up. I mean, the Jets are just awful. Just such a garbage organization. It's impossible.
And it is kind of funny because it's a tale of two teams. If you look at Miami and you look at the Jets are actually trying to be good.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Miami where you just know that they all in the back of their head realize the benefit to sucking this year.
No,
see, the Jets went in with the goal to we want. Matter of fact, we should get Manish Mehta on because remember what he was saying at the beginning of last season. Or actually, it was at the end of last season. Like, next year, they could possibly unseat the Patriots.
All right, so they got C.J. Mosley. It's the most amount of money ever spent for an inside linebacker.
You were down on that contract when they gave it to him.
But, however, he played in the Buffalo game, and they shut out Buffalo until the middle of the third. He gets hurt, and then they go on to win the game. Now Mosley's out. So, of course, they give all the money to that guy, and he tears his groin apart. And what's going to happen again, and what's going to happen is, I would take the Patriots in this game with that spread because Belichick's just going to destroy them.
This season is one of those seasons.
Yeah, and the Patriots and the Jets have nobody in their second in their corner. They have no corners. They have two good
given
safeties.
The chance, Belichick will put up 50 on the Jets. The Jets more than any other team to begin with.
But
this season as well.
The only thing that I'd be cautious about if I was Belichick running up the store is Greg Williams will have Jamal Adams try to take Brady's head off. I mean, Greg Williams is a psychopath.
Well, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. said that there were players when he was on the Browns that they said that he was trying to take a, like, to injure them. He was instructed to injure them.
Yeah, Greg Williams will go insane, and he'll, like, he'll just run, like, a murder blitz. He'll send, like, 11 guys.
Yeah, you don't say. Wasn't he behind the whole
Bounty
New Orleans
Gate.
Saints Bounty Gate deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
So that'd be the only thing that concerns me about running up the score. But the Jets have nobody, no corners. No corners. I couldn't even tell you their names. They have no corners. I mean, they're going to be able to do whatever they want. Whatever they want. And the Jets are going to end up with the effing third pick in the draft, and they already got a quarterback, and no one's going to want to trade up for anybody.
Well, you don't know that.
To the third pick?
Why not?
Because the two guys, the Aber and the...
Herbert.
It should be Aber.
It should be Hebert after the former quarterback from New Orleans.
Who if you Bobby Hebert.
Yes, it's Bobby Hebert. It's Justin Hebert from Oregon.
Who if you put a lit match in front of his face, it would have destroyed the Super Bowl room because he smelled like a kettle of vodka.
Didn't he get kicked out of like one of the booths because he showed up so drunk?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Well, part of the fun of him doing the Saints game is he's drunk. Like, he's just drunk.
It's like going to see the Replacements in concert.
Yeah.
Will they be able to finish, or will they just stumble into their gear?
Right. They'll just keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Brian Poole and Arthur Maulet are your two starting cornerbacks.
Okay, I don't know either of them. So they're not going to be, let alone three receivers. I mean, they might just screw around and feed the ball.
Sorry, Daryl Roberts, my mistake.
Okay, I don't know. What the hell difference does it make to me?
Yes.
But they got Quinn and Williams. Yep. They got the kid from Alabama that was supposed to be the best player in the draft.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He got hurt. So they got that going for them, and that's what's going to happen. The Patriots are going to win this division for the next 500 years. It's never going to get better. It's never going to get better. Buffalo's got a decent coach. They got a decent defense. They're not making the playoffs. The Dolphins aren't, to do a total rebuild, you have to have a brain in your head.
You know what the best part about this is? There are national members of the media who are Jet fans that are now, Mike Greenberg.
I saw it.
During his show yesterday, I don't know if you consider lost it. I mean, he unzipped himself and got out of his professional persona for about 45 seconds or a minute.
Yeah, he did 45 seconds. That was interesting, and then he apologized.
Yes. I don't know if it's worth playing on the air, but for Greenberg, it was, he stepped out of himself, which was shocking.
They're never going to be good. They're never going to be good. Never. Never. They're going to ruin Darnold. They're going to absolutely destroy him.
By the way, Bills are making the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the schedule right now.
This year, the AFC is down.
Yep, Bills are making the playoffs.
By the way, Josh Allen turned the ball over four times in the first game.
So the Jets got how many points out of it?
16.
I don't even know. I don't think one touchdown was off of a turnover.
No, one touchdown.
One touchdown was legit an interception return for a score.
But you would think if you got the ball four times on turnovers, you'd score more than 16 points.
That was my point. Yes. They scored one touchdown and kicked three field goals, right?
No, they didn't kick it. It kicked the field goal.
Oh, that's a good point. They don't have a kicker.
Oh, you think that they kicked the field goal?
My mistake.
They wouldn't sign their all-pro kicker.
That's right.
So it was the fourth guy they brought in, and he missed an extra point in a field goal. So they had to go for two.
No, actually, now the Jets have a kicker. That guy Ficken, he's the kicker now. Apparently it works.
How?
I don't know.
How do you know?
I pay attention.
How do you know that? It's not going to work.
Oh.
They can't even find a kicker.
Did you see kind of the sarcastic clapping when Ficken ended up making that? They're like, finally.
Yeah, it's the best.
That was a moment of rejoicing.
Oh, yeah, and there was much rejoicing. So,
yeah.
I mean, the Bills...
They hired a GM after free agency and after the draft. They fired their GM and hired a GM. And by the way, this GM's supposed to be really good. He's not going to do anything right. He's going to make that Indianapolis GM look like Albert Einstein, look like
Ballard,
Lombardi.
It's Ballard, right?
No, the one.
Oh, Grigson. Grigson. Yeah, Ballard's all right. He's done a good job.
He's going to make Grigson look like
just wildly irresponsible.
So this new GM who has a pedigree, you're saying he's going to find a way to stink.
He built the Eagles Super Bowl winning team, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he'll screw it all up. Yeah, they'll get the third pick in the draft. Both of the quarterbacks are going to be off the board, and they're going to have to take some jabroni middle linebacker, which is what they do every year. Oh, they took the best player off the board. It doesn't matter. They're not going to win. Oh, Leonard Williams is the greatest pick of all time. No, he's mediocre.
Joe Douglas is his name.
Good. His name should be Crappy Von Krappenstein. With their dopey owner.
So if the Jets, and I too think the Patriots should cover this spread, but if the Jets come within two touchdowns, is that a win for you?
I'm not watching the game.
Oh.
You're not going to watch this game?
Nope.
21-10. If they lose 21-10, is that good for you?
First of all, I can't watch it live, so I'd have to watch it taped. Baseball responsibility.
Got it.
Understood. But it's a 1 o'clock game, so I'll have plenty of time to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll fast forward through it to see this, see if they break another leg, one of their quarterbacks. I bet you Darnold comes back in the first play. He gets his shoulder. And so he's out.
Out indefinitely.
Out indefinitely.
Broken shoulder.
Out for the season. I mean, they're just horrible. And that's another reason these Patriots fans, they know nothing of allegiance.
Nothing of the pain.
Now, you want to go down this road, I'll say a good section of them don't. But those of us that are a little older do.
All right. When I was 10 years old, they were in a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, no. No.
They also made the Patriots, New England, and We, or what was that song called?
The early 90s from
New England, from the Patriots, and
the
We.
The late 80s through the early 90s, that team was the worst team in the league by far.
I know. I never got to see the games. I'll tell you this, is that if you're a Patriots fan, I will make a prediction.
Okay.
Jonathan Wall game.
Yes.
That they will, at one point, a quarter of the fan base that's under 40 right now will leave them for another team.
The Patriots.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
The fans Cowboy fans.
That's not fair. No bet.
Right.
Of course not.
Okay. So it's a character, it's a sign of great character to sit by and watch. Do you know what it's like to know that your team's going to suck? Right away?
Yes.
Like, right away.
I was a Red Sox fan for many years. Yes, I am very well aware of that.
The Red Sox fans of a certain age have character. Even though they were... But they almost were good. They were almost too good.
What?
No, to kill you.
Oh, I see.
To kill you.
I would say it's twice as bad to be lousy every year, and then the time you make the playoffs, you lose in the most spectacular way possible.
Yes.
That in a way is worse than just sucking and being 2-14 every year.
No.
Because you get to a point and you expect to win. Those of us who were alive in 86, that was one of the worst experiences of my life watching that.
You can at least you enjoyed the season.
No, you see.
You don't know what it's like to every year know immediately that they're going to suck. You know what it's like to have Peyton Manning after his junior year when you had the first pick in the draft decide to go back to Tennessee. You know
because
who they
didn't
got?
Want to play for
you know
Parcells.
Who they took?
No.
You know who they took?
Who'd they take?
Keyshawn Johnson.
Perfect.
They took an effing receiver.
Great for you guys.
They took a stupid receiver. One of the greatest college quarterbacks isn't yeah. available. Let's take a receiver. Who's going to throw in the ball, knucklehead?
Were you on board with that pick when they made
it? I was in college. I didn't know. I was footloose and fancy.
That's true. You weren't paying attention. That's true. You were drinking. Yes.
I was footloose and I'm still drinking.
No, but more then because than you are now.
Yes, I should hope so. I'd be dead.
No, not one of our prouder moments. No.
I'm telling you, a quarter of the fan base is going to start
looking
for
see.
Another team.
The Bears have the Super Bowl shuffle. Phil, we need an answer. Quick, get me John Dennis.
How many years is the Patriots sucking? Do you think it's going to take for people to jump ship?
Two.
Yep.
Two. At least a quarter of the fan base is going to, they're not winning anymore? It'll become, if the Patriots go back-to-back in whatever it is, 10 years from now, they have back-to-back 6-10 seasons, you're going to send Nick or Nick's equivalent out there to do, you know, drunken Patriots recaps or Patriots pink hats.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not going to take much for a lot of these fans to jump off the bandwagon when this team falls back to 500.
Well, God forbid, Brady ends up going to a different team, and then everyone's going to be a fan of that team and not here.
No. It's we've discussed this many times, and we had a guy call in while you were out of the studio, Rich. You know, we said, like, maybe not even something critical of Tom Brady.
No.
We were just kind of stating facts. This guy called up all offended. How can you? He's a football player.
I said playing until you're 42 isn't as impressive now as it was back in the 70s.
Because of the protection surrounding quarterbacks. And we said, you know, Breeze is 40 and Roethlisberger's 37. Quarterbacks are playing longer. Something along those lines. I don't think that's exactly it.
No, because Rich had the story about the guy from Miami who was told not to hit Brady.
We had a guy call in. Oh, he was hot and bothered. Yeah, he was hot and bothered. Yeah,
was
he
not
angry.
Like that. All right, so we will return.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
I would love that.
Let's go!
Let's go. Way to go. Good game.
Did you see Jamie's?
That one felt good.
Great job, man. Appreciate
it. Great job. Appreciate
it. Start with that speed sweep. Start with that speed sweep.
Coach, yep.
There we go. Bring it in.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
That was fun.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well done.
And then that's the way to finish. That's the way to finish. All right, good to get a division win on the road. Got a long way to go here. One game at a time. A long way to go. Got another division game this week, so I know we emptied the tank down here tonight. Looks like we're in decent condition. You got a slate?
It feels great to come down here. We'll take that shutout. All right, here we go. How do we feel about moving to 2-0?
Oh, yeah!
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Did you hear Slater yesterday being asked about what's it like playing, you know, easy teams? And his answer was...
I think it's very important. There's a lot of noise out there right now about our football team and what people think of us. Don't believe what people tell you. I think it's important for us to just stay in the moment, to focus on our process each and every week, and understand, again, this is the National Football League. There are no guarantees in this league. There are no, you know, cupcakes. You show up and expect to compete and expect it to be a tight ball game each and every week.
I wonder if he's because he's like everyone knows he's about as good of a guy as from everything you hear. He's like a very good guy. You heard him answering questions when the Antonio Brown thing came down, and he just wanted to be anywhere else but right there.
He was looking down, and he just...
Don't believe everything that you see. E does not equal MC squared.
It does not. But, I mean, the Antonio Brown deal is, you know, every day... When he's not farting, you are tempting me, and I'm not going to do it.
So you're saying he does something else besides fart?
He does do something else besides fart.
Oh, tell.
And as this is all going on, I mean, every day there's like a new nugget of information.
Nugget?
Stop. Stop.
You kind of walked into that one.
I guess I did. Well, there have been a lot of reports that the Patriots had no idea about the allegations that Antonio Brown had against him before he was signed. But, you know, the guy, Robert Klemko, who the one who wrote that big Sports Illustrated article, the one that, of course, involved the farting, but also, you know, the woman and the charity that he ripped off and the chef and the fish head. Well, he said that he
involved the thing with a doctor.
It did not involve a thing with a doctor. Okay. That article did, but what he's talking about did not. Mm. He tweeted and said that he believes that Bill Belichick knew a lawsuit was coming against Antonio Brown when he signed him. That's what Robert Klemko, the guy who wrote the article, says. He goes, Drew Rosenhaus admitted that he and Brown knew that a lawsuit was imminent, but Klemko feels that Rosenhaus has too good of a relationship with Belichick and the Patriots to withhold that information.
I see, that was my point. I was saying that if it's Rosenhaus, you can't withhold that information because it would hurt your relationship with teams.
Okay, so he says something, and I want to retort because he
does. He say it.
He tweeted. He tweeted. He said.
Does he say it with his mouth? Okay, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
Sometimes you got to step on the gas and get away from the story.
Stop! Stop! He said, if you think Rosenhaus, given the number of clients he's had...
Rosenhaus is a big egghead.
That's creative.
Given the number of clients he's had and will have in New England, didn't tell Belichick about the sexual assault lawsuit coming down the pipeline before they signed Brown, then I've got a bridge in Brooklyn that you might be interested in. It came out that the civil suit was all done under the condition that no one was to say anything about it. So, I mean, I think that legally he couldn't say anything at the time.
I know. His stomach was very uneasy about the whole thing.
Stop.
I'll tell you that.
Stop.
I mean, I used to be able to give a hill of beans about the whole thing. But now I'm interested. You know? No. I'm not letting you.
It's like Lurch in the car. The hand just moves on its own. Or whatever thing, whatever that deal was in the Addams Family. It just moves on its own.
I would have to imagine that you, if you're an agent, you have to be honest upfront with teams because there's only 32 of them and you can't
But
be
legally,
alienated.
You can't say anything.
Yeah, but I mean, there's legally you can't say anything, and then there's
you'll get sued if you say something, or there'll be some sort of issue.
I mean, what's Belichick going to do? I mean, these things happen. I mean, you're negotiating a deal.
Seriously, give him a heads up.
Yeah.
Without giving him a heads up while you crouch down.
Something stinks about this whole thing. I don't know. I'll tell you, something stinks. And I don't know who to believe. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
George has something to say on line one.
Hello?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
What's up?
I think you guys got it. So Antonio Brown's thing is a lot of fodder. But other than that, I wanted to tell you, this show is the antidote for the decade of political correctness, the era of the Patriot haters, and the stress for the common man's experience. I wanted to make one. I wrote some notes down yesterday, but I wanted to say it real quick. Come on, guys. The doctor's just trying to get AB's money from AB because he farted in his face. That's all it is. Otherwise, I want to say that you guys could be co-conspirators of this thing because he wanted to come to New England and he probably was checking out the radio stations and heard you guys talking about Ninkovich so he could get in the top 10 of the radio things by doing that to his doctor who he had an appointment with later in the day. The last thing I just wanted to mention, though, was unless the doctor was a proctologist, he had no reason to bitch about it. And if you can't fart in a doctor's office, where can you fart? In conclusion, the alleged victims have gone from the serious to nothing more than hemorrhoids piling on. And that's no football pun intended.
Sure. The last thing you want to do is pile on. Gonna take my horse to the
oh, God. Why did you do that, Antonio Brown? What's coming up in the stack?
I'm not.
Leave him wanting more.
Always leave him wanting more. Save it for the encore. All right, hear the headline.
Starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack is brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Stop by your local Cumberland Farms and get two breakfast sandwiches for $4. Hurry, this is a limited time offer.
The NFL is falling apart. Cam Newton still in a walking boot with that midfoot sprain. It's more than likely looking at he will not be playing this weekend. On top of that, the Eagles, as John mentioned earlier, had so many injuries, they called off practice on Wednesday. I can't ever remember that happening.
I've never heard of that.
So, and that's one of the reasons the Bankroll Boys said, make sure that you do not go with the 7-point favorite, the Eagles, with that. Go with Detroit. And to that I say, screw you. You've lost me a lot of money. I'm actually going with the Eagles with the 7 points. And on top of that, Melvin Gordon, who's still sitting around saying, hey, Chargers, I thought this was going to work. And ended up not. He says that he's going to play somewhere else this season if he had his way.
Yeah, of course.
So I would say that might be the most obvious thing ever. Now, he's in the final year of his rookie deal. He's slated to make $5.6 million, and he's looking for a deal that puts him in the same tax bracket as, like, Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, but a deal of that caliber doesn't seem to be coming from the Chargers. I mean, is this going to be the same situation as Le'Veon next year? Is it, I mean, you can't just have him sit there and continue to have
wants to play. Bell didn't. Bell was like, I'm sitting out. I'm going to preserve my health for whoever I play with next year. Gordon wants to play at a certain price.
And he said he's coming back, what, like week 8? Is that what people are saying?
Well, that's what everyone said about Le'Veon Bell. Remember, everyone said that about him, that he would be back by whatever that date is, whether it's 8 or it's 10. I forget which one.
Glad he saved himself up for such an electric season.
If Gordon does not play this season, can the Chargers just toll that 1 year forward?
I would think so.
Gronk's not playing this season. The Patriots still have 1 year left on him. So whenever Gronk comes back, whenever he does, Patriots still have that 1 year.
That's why.
So to accrue a year for the NFL, you have to be back.
Yeah, he has to play by a certain date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you one guy who will be playing this weekend, despite being on the injured reserve list, that would be Tom Brady. Injured reserve, despite being on the injury list yesterday, Tom Brady. Don't worry about it, for what everyone is saying. He was walking around just fine in the locker room, according to Mike Giardi. And one thing he was also doing this week was opening up his brand new TB12 location in Back Bay. It's my place. It's where I work out.
Yeah.
And Zdeno Chara was on the red carpet with him, and this is what he had to say.
It was very nice. Very, very nice store. Very nice gesture to get the invitation. Very much appreciate it. You know, such a class act. You know, it's a very beautiful location. Very, very nice facility, and I'm sure people will greatly appreciate it and enjoy it. I think it's something that a lot of people waited for, to have some place to go besides Foxborough. So now it's in downtown, so I'm sure people will enjoy it.
Look at these silly little rubber bands that he dances around.
He hated it.
I mean, it's like,
he hated it.
I lift up, like, wagons to work out.
His gym is just these cinder blocks and a hammer.
Right, he's like forging iron as a workout.
Yeah. He looked at that. You can tell he hated it.
He didn't even call it like a gym. He goes, I like the store.
It's a good store, if you like to buy things.
I wonder if he even knew that it was a workout place. Like, because you walk in the first floor and it's basically, hey, it's TB12 water bottles, TB12 shirts. Like, I wonder if the whole time he just thought it was just a place you bought T-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's like, what is this?
Nice little store over here. I do like it. Silly, these silly rubber band things. What do you play?
Very nice. Very, very nice store.
Wears 15, truck tire chains and does push-ups.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, I'll have you know that the cast members of Friends were being interviewed earlier today.
Boo.
On television. And Rotten Tomatoes did a poll, and they wanted to find out what was the quintessential show of each decade. And what was voted what? Fred, the quintessential show for the 90s, they have the top five. Number one, Fred, unfortunately, is Friends. Can you guess the other top five?
What is the criteria?
The quintessential show. When people think of that decade, this is the number one show they should think of.
In the 90s?
In the 90s.
Well, Seinfeld's going to be on there.
Seinfeld's number two on the list.
All right. Even though Seinfeld was good, let me see what
three else. Three dramas after that.
Oh, okay. Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
That is number three.
Okay.
Just
ER.
Kidding. No, I'm just joking. ER is number four.
Yeah. So you got ER, and then the other two dramas are, I guess CSI, was that around at the time?
Right. That's not on the list. It might have come out in the 90s. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But
I don't know for dramas.
That would be X-Files at number three and Buffy the Vampire Slayer at number five.
Wait a minute. No Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Dude, that's the 80s, man.
Oh, man. I thought it was 90s.
That's 90s. And that show sucks.
Home Improvement, Full House, nothing?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope, not voted.
I've seen every episode of Home Improvement, including the one where the mom gets a hysterectomy.
Frasier, Boy Meets World, nothing, huh?
Let's go to the 80s, then.
Okay.
What shows were voted the Fred, if anybody, you should probably know this.
I will know
the quintessential all. Voted the quintessential show of the
well,
80s
it's,
in the top five.
It should be the Cosby Show.
Cosby Show is number two.
Oh, they did that because of the stuff on the quintessential 80s show, Square Pegs.
No. I got it. It's Cheers.
Yes, but how is Cheers more quintessential than the Cosby Show?
It's not.
And plus, it like has nothing to do with and being in the 80s.
Now, it's way better. Like, I mean,
yes, Cheers is a good
Cheers
show.
Cheers is a great, it's still a really funny show today. But the Cosby Show got the 8 o'clock slot.
They're going to say Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, not on the list.
I thought it was quintessential 80s.
Yep, of the top five quintessential 80s.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I., number four.
No one watched Magnum P.I.
I did.
It was a mega
I watched
hit.
Magnum P.I.
It was a massive hit.
Oh, please.
Mary's grandmother did, who had a picture of Magnum P.I. taped over her bed.
Please tell me, because this was Thursday night watching, and it's such an easy segue for this show. Please tell me Night Court's on there somewhere.
Oh, that would be awesome. I can't play it's that. Just...
Why? It's
because
all farts all the time.
My figure wants
that?
To play something
all right,
else.
That's fine.
My figure just wants to play something
I
else.
I got it.
Time.
It was just all Tom Selleck and zucchinis.
Pretty much.
Your grandmother's room.
Yep, it was. Number
don't eat a salad at their house.
Number three. Stop. Just let it roll, man.
All right. Okay.
So number
shows.
Three on the list, The Golden Girls. Number five on the list, Saturday Night Live. And now the quintessential shows of the thousands. That would be 2000 to 2010. Nice. Now this.
All right.
It's pretty, I don't know how you can put this one number one, even though it's pretty amazing.
2000 to 2010.
When people think of the 2000s, this isn't the show you would think of. It's the best show of that era, but it's not the one that everyone thinks of.
Is it The Simpsons?
No, Simpsons aren't on any of these lists.
Simpsons should be in the 90s somewhere.
Totally.
That should be top five of the 90s.
Oh, totally. More than Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
What was on from 2000 to 2010?
Well, there's two shows that are cable television that kill.
The Wire and
not The Wire,
The Sopranos. The
Sopranos is number three. Good guess.
The Sopranos. Is it that?
Think one reality show, one great comedy that we all love.
The Jersey Shore?
No.
The Office.
Yeah, The Office number two.
The Jersey Shore?
Show that I liked that's probably not on there is House.
No.
The Road Rules Real World Challenge? Are you going to say Survivor?
Survivor, no.
All right.
Number one, Breaking Bad.
Oh, of course.
Number four, Lost. And number five, American Idol.
I thought Breaking Bad was this from 2000. I just thought it was the last 9 years. What do I know? We'll be right back.
There were two things that I remember being like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, anything else?
Other than the fact that Zolak might not make it.
Oh,
he is tweeting that it is indeed a Huey Lewis in the News Day, which is, of course, the sound that we play when he's not here at 10 a.m., he said traffic royally sucks, and I've heard that from a ton of people this morning.
Well, Beetle is here.
Okay, so Beetle got here. Okay, good.
Yes,
so there will be no Huey Lewis in the News then.
for that. So.
If you missed part of the Toucher and Rich show today, you can listen to the podcast on our website.
I highly recommend it.
At 985thesportshub.com or on the Sports Hub app. And if you're short on time, we have 30-minute condensed versions available, too.
Which 30 minutes do you think they'll choose?
I think no matter what they choose, it's going to have a fart in it because there wasn't much open space there.
Not a ton.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, not a ton there. All right, my hand is now away from the sound clip. What were we going to? Oh, yeah, the Breaking Bad movie. Some details have been coming out. They are going to show it at movie theaters when it first comes out, the first weekend, as well as at the same time, put it on Netflix. I'm usually one of those people who likes the theater experience. I'm not going to do that for this. I watch Breaking Bad at home on a TV. I don't need to see the Breaking Bad movie in a theater.
Right.
I'm completely fine with skipping that experience for this, but they do say that there are more than 10 familiar characters from the original series, and they said there is a cameo so special that they had a private jet take him to and from Albuquerque from a private airstrip so nobody could see who it was.
Do you want me to blow the surprise for you?
Do it, because nobody knows.
Kevin James.
I heard.
I like in the ads are running that they say comedian Kevin James.
Wow, okay, he's someone who's supposed to be funny. What's better than comedian is funny man, Kevin
funny
James.
Funny man.
He's just a funny guy. By the way, speaking of that, I sell the ads all over the place for Kevin James doing a couple shows in town, and it just reminded me. So last night, I went to a concert that was at the Wang Theater, and I knew I was in for a good show when I looked to my right, and there's a dude who looks like Chong, who is flipping a crystal ball in his hand.
Oh, God.
When you're in a show where a guy's got the crystal ball, and as the lights went off, the crystal ball started glowing.
Oh, boy, that's a tattoo right there.
He was all into spinning the crystal ball, and then he realized for two songs, nobody's noticing me, and he sat down and had a Pepsi.
Was he by himself?
Yes, he was.
Wow. So he was supposed to be bugged out by this crystal ball.
Woo! Like, he was acting like he was, oh, I'm all on something, and then I was just like, dude, I just need, like, a soda.
So he just sat down with a nice Pepsi Cola?
Sat down with a nice Pepsi by himself. Had a nice stroke. Not quite as mystical anymore, are you? You've been defeated by thy 7-Up.
I saw, there's a car on eBay, a van on eBay that is got the, it's from the 70s, and it's got the
Battlestar Galactica?
No. The thing from Star Wars.
Millennium Falcon?
Millennium Falcon on the side.
Awesome.
Like, painted in great detail.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't say, like, come in here, this is the shag and wagon, as much as it says, like, I don't like girls coming in here.
Just stay away. It's woman repeller.
All right. Well, for the final time, sometimes you go out and you're sick, and then you come back, and you're feeling pretty much like a badass. And but you know, when I think that way, this comes to mind. Not this song.
How do you think you're thinking back?
Back.
Oh. I just love it, my bad. As he smiles, looks at the camera. Does the eyebrows. My bad.
He turns around just grinning like.
What's the name of the guy at Fenway Park who plays all the music? It's like Senator John or something like that.
Josh Cantor, I believe his name is.
Okay. All right. Well.
Is that right?
I don't know what his name is. But you know all those guys.
Yes, I do.
Maybe you can send him an MP3 of what they should be playing at.
This should be the new goal song.
I agree. Touching you.
All right, so there's like,
I'm a nice man.
Like a second and a half of farting, and we've made, we've talked about it for at least 2 hours.
Yeah,
the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's been dedicated to that fart.
It has.
Scott's here. He's made it on time.
Not happy.
I don't blame him.
Nope.
I don't blame him. That can drive...
3 hours of traffic will do that to a man.
I have a feeling he's going to have some cocktails after the show today.
Yes, sir.
All right. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.